Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Tuesday's City Council meeting. In that meeting, set a couple public hearing dates, approved support for the 3M expansion, and also a second reading of a new amendment, amendment to an ordinance. Take us first through, I guess, the public hearings, what those three public hearings and the date you guys specified and the reason for those public hearings.
Yeah, actually three public hearings set at the meeting. Those will all take place at our next council meeting. That's February 19th. And the three are first, to approve the budget. This is a procedural step required as part of the budget adoption. We've had the budget discussed in several meetings. This is the formal process of actually adopting that budget so that we can submit it to the state of Iowa. So that keeps that process moving forward. We also have a public hearing to approve the plans and essentially all the architect and engineering work associated with the library expansion. So that public hearing will take place. And then the last of those, at our next meeting, we'll bring forward a site plan related to the Dollar Tree on Bell. So this location will be adjacent to the Walmart and the Murphy's Oil gas station. And so the council will be able to review that site plan and approve that to keep that process moving forward.
And now you guys also gave support for the recently announced 3M expansion. Take us through specifically, you talked about $44,000 the city will have to, basically is required to pay. Take us through exactly what that means and the reason for that.
Sure. As part of the expansion of this project and other projects that happen here in Knoxville and really around the state of Iowa, the state level authority is the Iowa Economic Development Authority, IEDA. And they have certain incentives that they can give and grant, and many of those incentives involve a required corresponding local match. And so for this specific project, there's really two pieces that come from IEDA that will require the city's local support match. One of those will be to offer tax abatement. That's a percentage of decrease to the property taxes for a limited period of time. In this case, it'll be a five-year abatement. It doesn't take care of all the taxes. It just reduces them over that five-year period. So it's our expectation that we'll provide that. The second piece would be basically a required 20% match of funds that are granted by IEDA. And that 20% match is the $44,000 that you mentioned. And so tonight's action was essentially a promise to pay. That keeps moving the application that 3M has with IEDA, keeps that process moving forward, and then it gives us as a city a little bit of time to discuss how we want to pay the $44,000, what mechanism we want to use, and then give us time to go through the meetings. That process may be a one meeting, it might take two meetings. Either way, the process can keep moving forward because of this promise to pay. We just have a little more time to figure out how we want to do that.
And now the other kind of two big steps tonight's meeting was the second reading of the golf carts, UTV, the amendment pertaining to that and on city streets. Take us through again so people listening know what the new changes will be once the city potentially gets through that third reading.
Sure. We talked about this a little bit after the last meeting, with this being the second reading. And again, this doesn't become the rule of law until after we've had the third reading. But really, the changes would be to sync up what we do currently with UTVs and make golf carts work the same way. And really, what that means is the city would want to do just a very brief safety inspection, make sure the vehicle would be roadworthy, verify that the owner has insurance on the vehicle. It also does raise the minimum driving age for that to 18. And then once those criteria are met, the city would issue a permit. That permit is $25 and it lasts for a year. The plan is to have those run on the calendar year, so they would expire on December 31st. And that's really the essence of it. And as I said, tonight's was the second reading of three. And so it will also be in the agenda for February 19th. At that last reading, that's when it's officially basically enacted and becomes the rule.
On February 19th, you have three public hearings. You'll have potentially the third reading. Is there anything else big coming up on February 19th? And also, if you can, take us through that budget meeting, that public hearing, rather. Is that going to be the final approval of the 2018-2019 budget?
That's correct. If a majority of council votes that night to approve, then the budget is officially adopted, and that is our last step before we turn the budget over to the state of Iowa. And so those are that's probably the three biggest things would be those public hearings, and then of course the reading of the final reading of that ordinance. You know, we don't know for sure. There's still a couple weeks where business could come up, but those are the big ones I anticipate for next meeting.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.